profound, but I think it has big implications for those of us who are committed to creating wow experiences and building significant platforms. First of all, each person brings a specific set of expectations to each experience. Those expectations may be conscious or unconscious. They may be general or specific. They may be vague or clearly defined. Regardless, no customer comes to any experience without some kind of expectation. It's just the way the human mind works. In the case of Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, several things shaped audience expectations. Their previous experience with the very popular Spider-Man movies, the reputations of the director, Julie Taymor, famous from The Lion King, and the score writer, musical icon Bono, their familiarity with the character on which the musical was based, and the commercials and ads they had seen. The point is that each one came to the musical with a very defined set of expectations. Note also the use of the word current in my definition above. Our expectations for staged plays were different 20 years ago. We didn't have such things as CG and computer-aided lighting for special effects. Each successive wow creates a new threshold for the next one. In any event, Spider-Man's audience members could have had three different experiences relative to their expectations. Disappointing, the experience did not meet their expectations. Good, the experience met their expectations. Or wow, the experience exceeded their expectations. Please note that only the last one is a wow experience. The other two are not wow. Good is not good enough. If you're committed to creating a wow experience, then only the last of these three experiences is an acceptable outcome. By the way, you don't have to make every experience in life a wow. If everything is a wow, then pretty soon, nothing is a wow. But you must be able to identify which experiences you want to make a wow, and then have a process or a technology for creating that outcome. I call this the how of wow. The answers to these five questions will help you determine if your product is compelling and delivers on the wow. Number one, what is the product or experience I want to create or transform into a wow? Number two, how will the customer or prospect feel as a result of this experience? In other words, what is the specific outcome you want to create? Number three, what specific expectations does the typical customer bring to this experience? Number four, what does failing to meet customers' expectations for this experience look like? And number five, what does exceeding customers' expectations for this experience look like? These questions can be used on your own or in a group setting to create a wow conversation. To illustrate, let's say that we have realized our product is more than the thing we produce. It is the total customer experience, and it begins from the moment our customers walk into our corporate lobby. We determine that we want to make this a wow experience. Here's one way we could apply...